lid is a little hard to open. So I made a little stool, three-legged stool about the size of a quarter, and dropped it inside of this glass pill box. And I took it into the doctor's office and set it up on the desk. And I said, the clerk said, "What's that?" I said, "Just what it says." Doctor said, "Bring a stool sample." And she said, "Well, get that out of here." I reached over and opened it and dropped the little stool in my hand, and she went berserk. She had to take it around and show it to everybody.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I had two or three of those little things. I had a little shelter that I'd made, and I had tack in the shelter. And they said, "What's that, Vince?" I says, "That's my tack shelter. And that hole in the roof is my IRS loophole."
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, we still got a few laughs.
Well, I will.
If you get into this area before I pass away, you can try me at 7612. 129th Drive, Southeast, Snohomish, Washington, 98290. 7612, 129th Drive, Southeast.
Okay.
Snohomish, Washington.
I'll do it. I'll put something in the mail to you.
You come this way, you and your husband, I've got room for you to stay.
So, do you live in a house or a retirement center?
No, I'm in a home. My home here, I came out of Missouri. I sold out there. I got close to $100,000 for my house there.
Yeah.
I give $40,000 of it for a little lot here. And I built a house on it. And the house next door to me sold for $654,000.
Oh, good gosh.
And the one that... the builder has built on the other side of me, and it's for sale. You can buy it for $500,000.
That's crazy.
$580,000, I think he's got it listed for.
We're in Dallas. I heard that the average home price here is around $100,000. Yeah. The house that we're in is around $300,000, and it's right at 3,200 square feet. So by Dallas standard, it's a pretty good size house.
Yeah.
And it's 1977.
My daughter's house is big.
And I like the 70s houses here, the late 70s, because I like the crown moldings.
I had this house built in 69, I think it was.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to tell you this before I do. My great uncle, John Kern Broderick, is John James Broderick's son, the one that did the Broderick and Bascom. And John Kern Broderick's hobby was photography. And I very much enjoy photography myself. And he took a lot of pictures when he was in his early 20s. And they're the oldest pictures that I have of John James Broderick's house, the summer home.
Yeah.
And they're very, very fun to look at. He had a lot of pictures of parties that they threw at
that. Yeah, they had a lot of them.
Yeah, they had a lot of them. They bought that house, I think, around 1890, maybe. And they've got a lot of pictures between, you know, in the 18...
How many children do you have?
I have two boys.
Two boys?
Two boys, and they're 10 and 7.
You don't have any relation in politics, do you?
No.
That representative of, I think he's of Texas, is a Shelton. I don't know.
My husband's from the Mississippi Sheltons.
Oh, you're from the Mississippi Shelton?
My husband is is from the Mississippi Sheltons.
Well, the Mississippi boys are good friends of mine. I had some of them in the service that I really loved.
You know, I know almost nothing.
One of the boys got shot, a machine gunned him right up from his shoulder to his butt.
Oh, that's terrible.
And he lived through it. Terry was his name.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he's still alive or not. I doubt it.
Well, Vince, I'm going to let you go. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to call me today.
Well, I enjoyed every bit of it.
Yes, me too.
I enjoyed talking to people, and I sure as hell enjoyed talking to my relations that I didn't know I had.
I know, it's always fun. That's the one thing I like about putting this online is that people that, like Anne contacted me because of my website. So I was very excited that
somebody had contacted her, and I understood it was Lucille Roderick, and that would be Uncle John's daughter. And hell, she must be 100 years old if she's still alive, because she's older than me.
So who's Lucille?
She was Uncle John's Broderick daughter.
Oh, I see. So Bridget's brother.
Huh?
Bridget's brother?
Who's brother?
You said Uncle John, but I don't know which John.
Well, Uncle John was my mother's brother.
Oh, okay.
He was her older brother. Of course, she was next to the youngest. Sister Leo Katie was the youngest. At least that's what I understood.
So it's, so John Broderick married Johanna Kelly?
Me, I don't know.
Is that what you mean, Lucille?
Like, Lucille, I believe she was Kelly.
Lucille, her mother was Johanna Kelly?
I believe there was a Kelly in there somewhere.
Yeah. I think there's a Lucille on my side of the family, but it's not a Broderick.
Yeah.
It's a, somehow it's a Hannigan.
And I know, I can hear Mother talking about the Hannigans.
Yeah. Well, the Hannigans is who James Hawk lived with.
Yeah.
And that's, it's all very interesting because I built the website. Ann Hawk Donovan contacted me, which is how I found out about you.
Yeah.
It's all interesting.
I saw her last fall. We had a little party together at one of the farms I have, and we all got together. I sold it to a friend of theirs.
Yeah.
His folks had a big nursery in St. Louis, one of the best.
Huh.
Deichmann's Nursery. It was known all over St. Louis County. Down in Manchester. Well, I'll let you go, Jean. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thank you so much, Vince. I'll be in touch with you.
God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.